Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible for Teens. I'm China. Today is the 10th day of June, and today we're going to be reading Proverbs 22 through 24. A good name is to be chosen rather than great wealth, good favor more than silver or gold. The rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the creator of both of them. A shrewd person sees danger and hides himself, but the naive keep right on going and suffer for it. The reward for humility and fearing the Lord is riches and honor in life. Thorns and snares are in the path of the perverse, but the one who guards himself keeps far from them. Train a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. The one who sows iniquity will reap trouble, and the rod of his fury will end. A generous person will be blessed, for he gives some of his food to the poor. Drive out the scorner, and contention will leave. Strife and insults will cease. The one who loves a pure heart and whose speech is gracious, the king will be his friend. The eyes of the Lord guard knowledge, and he overthrows the words of the faithless person. The sluggard says, "There is a lion outside. I will be killed in the middle of the streets." The mouth of an adulteress is like a deep pit. The one against whom the Lord is angry will fall into it. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far from him. The one who oppresses the poor to increase his own gain, and the one who gives to the rich, both end up only in poverty. Incline your ear and listen to the words of the wise, and apply your heart to my instruction. For it is pleasing if you keep these sayings within you, and they are ready on your lips, so that your confidence may be in the Lord. I'm making them known to you today, even you. Have I not written 30 sayings for you, sayings of counsel and knowledge, to show you true and reliable words, so that you may give accurate answers to those who sent you? Do not exploit a poor person, because he is poor, and do not crush the needy in court, for the Lord will plead their cause, and will rob those who are robbing them. Do not make friends with an angry person. Do not associate with a wrathful person, lest you learn his ways, and entangle yourself in a snare. Do not be the one who strikes hands in pledge, or who puts up security for debts. If you do not have enough to pay, your bed will be taken right out from under you. Do not move an ancient boundary stone, which was put in place by your ancestors. Do you see a person skilled in his work? He will take position before kings. He will not take his position before obscure people. When you sit down to eat with a ruler, consider carefully what is before you, and put a knife to your throat if you possess a large appetite. Do not crave that ruler's delicacies, for that food is deceptive. Do not wear yourself out to become rich. Be wise enough to restrain yourselves. When you gaze upon riches, they are gone, or surely make wings of themselves, to fly off into the sky like an eagle. Do not eat the food of a stingy person. Do not crave his delicacies, for he is like someone calculating the cost of his mind. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. You will vomit up the little bit you have eaten, and you have wasted your pleasant words. Do not speak in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words. Do not move an ancient boundary stone, or take over the fields of the fatherless, for their protector is strong. He will plead their case against you. Apply your heart to instruction, and your ears to the words of knowledge. Do not withhold discipline from a child. Even if you strike him with a rod, he will not die. If you strike him with a rod, you will deliver him from death. My child, if your heart is wise, then my heart will also be glad. My soul will rejoice when your lips speak what is right. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but rather be zealous in fearing the Lord all the time. For surely there is a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Listen, my child, and be wise, and guide your heart on the right way. Do not spend time among drunkards, among those who eat too much meat, because drunkards and gluttons become impoverished, and drowsiness clothes them with rags. Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Acquire truth and do not sell it, wisdom and discipline and understanding. The father of a righteous person will rejoice greatly. Whoever fathers a wise child will have joy in him. May your father and your mother have joy. May she who bore you rejoice. Give me your heart, my son. Let your eyes observe my ways. For a prostitute is like a deep pit. A harlot is like a narrow wall. Indeed, she lies in wait like a robber, and increases the unfaithful among them. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaints? Who has wounds without cease? Who has dullness of the eyes? Those who linger over wine, those who go looking for mixed wine. Do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles into the cup, when it goes down smoothly. Afterward, it bites like a snake and stings like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things, and your mind will speak perverse things. And you will be like the one who lies down in the midst of the sea, like one who lies down on top of the wriggling. You will say, "They have struck me, but I am not harmed. They beat me, but I didn't know it. When will I awake? I will look for another drink." Do not envy evil people. Do not desire to be with them. For their hearts contemplate violence, and their lips speak harm. By wisdom, a house is built, and through understanding it is established. By knowledge, its rooms are filled with all kinds of precious and pleasing treasures. A wise warrior is strong, and a man of knowledge makes his strength stronger. For with guidance, you wage your war, and with numerous advisors, there is victory. Wisdom is untenable for a fool. In court, he does not open his mouth. The one who plans to do evil will be called a scheming person. A foolish scheme is sin, and the scorner is an abomination to people. If you faint in the day of trouble, your strength is small. Deliver those being taken away to death, and hold back those slipping to the slaughter. If you say, "But we did not know about this," does not the one who evaluates hearts consider? Does not the one who guards your life know? Will he not repay each person according to his deeds? Eat honey, my child, for it is good, and honey, for the honeycomb is sweet to your taste. Likewise, know that wisdom is sweet to your soul. If you find it, you will have a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Do not lie in wait like the wicked against their place where the righteous live. Do not assault his home. Although a righteous person may fall 7 times, he gets up again, but the wicked will be brought down by calamity. Do not rejoice when your enemy fails. When he stumbles, do not let your heart rejoice, lest the Lord see it and be displeased, and turn his wrath away from it. Do not fret because of evil people, or be envious of wicked people. For the evil person has no future, and the lamp of the wicked will be extinguished. Fear the Lord, my child, as well as the king, and do not associate with rebels, for suddenly their destruction will overtake them. And who knows the renewous judgment both the Lord and the king can bring? These things are also from the wise. To show partiality and judgment is terrible. The one who says to the guilty, "You are innocent," peoples will curse him and nations will denounce him. But there will be delight for those who convict the guilty, and a pleasing blessing will come on them. Like a kiss on the lips is the one who gives an honest answer. Establish your work outside and get your fields ready. Afterward, build your house. Do not be a witness against your neighbor without cause. And do not deceive with your words. Do not say, "I will do to him just as he has done to me. I'll pay him back according to what he has done." I passed by the field of a sluggard, by the vineyard of one who lacks wisdom. I saw that thorns had grown up all over it. The ground was covered with weeds, and its stone wall was broken down. When I saw this, I gave careful consideration to it. I received instruction from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, and a little folding of the hands to relax. And your poverty will come like abandon, and your need like an armed robber. I really liked the illustration that we were given. By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. By knowledge its rooms are filled with all kinds of precious and pleasing treasures. I love that because it reminds us that we're not to build houses or anything from our own understanding, but from just who the Lord is. And sometimes we don't get the Lord's understanding, and we don't have explanations of why something is happening. We just have to trust the Lord. And I think today's scripture is a really perfect reminder of that. And so, Jesus, I thank you that you give us everything that we need to hear at the exact time that we need to hear it. I thank you that you're never early and you're never late, but your timing is quite actually perfect. And so I just thank you for that, Jesus. I thank you for speaking to us through your word. I thank you that your word wasn't just relevant back then, but that it's relevant even now, and it will always stay relevant. Pray that we would go to you and your word for when we need direction and guidance. Pray that we would not abandon it and just ignore it, that we would truly honor it and love it. I pray this in your name we pray. Amen. If you guys have any prayer requests or any comments, call in at 800-583-2164. That's all for today. I'm China. I love you, and I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.